What a beautiful, beautiful day it is today. And it really is. You know, and I'm so thankful that God did bring us through all the bad weather and such. Because, I mean, a lot of people didn't make it through as well as we did. So thankful for that. I was looking through the Word, and I found a word that was, I felt it was pretty good. And God was speaking with me yesterday, and I'd say it sort of flowed pretty quick. Our reading is going to be out of Romans 9 and 21. But a vessel, and we are but a vessel, each and every one of us. We are a vessel unto the Lord. We're children of the living God. We're children of Christ. Each and every one of us. A vessel, some who are willing to be used by God for whatever purpose He has for us. And that's what it is. If you are willing, God can use you. And He can use you greatly. Each and every one of us. I've said it up here before. You know, we all have a ministry. We all have something to do in the realm of working for God. And God will work through each and every one of us, but we have to be a willing vessel for Him to use. We got to allow God to work on us and to mold us. And a lot of times we get into a mode where we don't allow that. We get so far in our ministries, or we get so far in our lives, and then we stop the molding, and we just sit there as a lump of clay. God's already sitting there, and He's been working on you. He's working on you and working on you. But yet then when you say, well, you know, I'm at the end of where I need to be. I'm doing what He said, but I don't have time to go any further. I don't want to go any further. Or I just feel that God's stopped me here. God can use the willing soul, and He will. He'll use anybody that's willing to step up and step out, and He will. These ladies that are singing, it's so beautiful to see people up here singing and to hear people singing and worshiping God. That is awesome, and it truthfully is. It is a gift to stand up there in front of people. It's a gift to stand up and talk before people. It really is. But as vessels, we have to be willing to step out and do that, each and every one of us, and be molded by the hand of God and continue in the molding. It doesn't stop. Our growth in God continues and continues all the time. It doesn't stop on Sunday morning when we all leave here. It starts. This is just another step. You ever think of it? Well, let's go to our Word. Everybody, would you please stand for the reading of the Word? Romans 9 and 21. It says, had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? You may be seated. You sit and you look at what a potter back in the day of God and of Christ and of Jesus and all the patriarchs, and how the potters would work. They would sit there and they'd have their little pod sitting there, and they would sit and they would turn this with their foot. And they'd have the clay in front of them to make the pots and this and that. And I vision God sitting there looking upon each and every one of us. Individually, of course, and He's molding you. And as long as you allow Him and you're a willing vessel to do so, God will sit there, and He's sitting there like this, and He's molding you. And I can see the smile on His face as you're allowing God to move in your life. But sometimes we get a little prideful. Sometimes we get a little haughty, a little arrogant in our walk with the Lord, and then we start, God sitting there and He's working, and all of a sudden it's like things start falling off. The wheel starts turning a little slower. Because we allow the world, we allow the earthly things to get in our way instead of allowing God to work through us and work on us. We are all still being molded, each and every one of us. You know, we come into church on Sunday morning, and if hopefully through the week we're able to meet again. And that's in the molding, to hear the word of God spoken into you. One, the worship of which you have is in a molding, and opening up to God. A lot of people have a problem opening to God. When there's altar calls, people have a problem coming to the altar because they don't want people to know that there is a problem. I'm telling you, folks, we all got problems. There ain't never one of us in here that ain't got a problem. Somewhere in your life, in your family, your friends. And it doesn't hurt to come to the altar. There's healing at the altar. There truthfully is. But we got to allow God to mold us. As vessels, we have to allow Him to keep working on us and not stop. You know, God's Word says, if my people... If is a mighty little word. It's only two letters. And I can spell. Two letters. If. Are you going to allow or are you going to disallow? Are you going to walk further with Him in the molding, or are you going to step back and just feel comfortable where you're at? A lot of times when you get comfortable in where you're at, you start to lose some of the zeal that you had. You get comfortable in your thoughts. You get comfortable in your ways. And that is so true. I've gotten comfortable before. Thought I was there, and I wasn't. And it was in my ministry. Do not get comfortable. Keep that zeal, that life going, allowing God to move and work with you and work on you, each and every one of us. Genesis 2:7 is a good passage. And the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Right there tells you exactly how you was made and how we was made and how we started out. And the thing is that God's breath has been breathed into each and every one of us in our mother's womb. As he was talking in Jeremiah, he said, I knew you. I knew you. God started forming us before we was even anything, even a thought. God was already forming somebody, making him ready to go. Out of the dust. We are but clay in the hands of God if we allow God to move upon us. And we got to allow God to move. We got to keep moving forward. We cannot allow moss to grow upon our shoulders and keep moving forward. There's mighty men and women of God in the Bible. I mean, the patriarchs and these awesome people of God in here. Moses is one of them. He started out one place, but the thing is that God molded his life all the way to Sinai. And when Moses come up on Sinai, what did he say? He said, here I am. Here I am. How many of us tell God, here I am? I'm willing, my Heavenly Father, keep molding me, move me forward, keep me going. Here I am. Jacob said, here I am, in Genesis 31:11. Exodus 3:4, Moses said it, 3:4. 1 Samuel 3:4, Samuel said it, here I am, Lord. Isaiah 6:8, here I am, Lord. Have we said this to God? Here I am, Lord. Yes, I'm in your house, my Heavenly Father, and I thank you for allowing me to come to your house. But here I am, Lord, to worship you. Here I am for you to mold me. Here I am to move forward in you, to grow in you, my Lord. We all need God in our lives. We all need Christ Jesus. Without Christ Jesus, where are you? You're lost. Here I am. You know, we look upon people. You know, everybody's got the same red blood. I've said that. We all have the same red blood. In the molding of mankind, God gave us all the same blood, which is awesome. But we take it, we look upon other denominations. We look upon other people sometimes wrongly. In our molding, sometimes we get to where we're in a denomination, we're in a church house, or we're in with people, and we don't look upon other places as the same and other people. We are all the same in Christ Jesus, each and every one of us. And we all should cry out, here I am, Lord. I'm ready for you to mold me, work with me, move me. Do with me what you want. Thy will be done. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can. And one of those things is that I'm going to stand up and say, here I am, Lord. Guide me, mold me. Take me to where you want me to be, Lord. Do not allow me to get complacent and comfortable in my walk with you. These young kids that are here, the molding's just begun. And honestly, us older folks, same thing. God has not stopped as long as you're opening your arms and allowing him in. We have to allow God to move upon us. No matter what your age is, God can still mold you, can still move in you, and still use you in all facets of the ministry. So we need to be open to God and to what he has for us. Second Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared and to every good work. If we're opening ourselves up unto the Lord, God can use you and he will. Like I said, we are but a vessel, but are you a willing vessel to step out and step up and open up unto the Lord? And our answer should be yes, we are. We are willing to be used. We're willing to grow. We're willing to go further in our ministries, in our walk with the Lord. I'm not comfortable where I'm at. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to keep going. I don't want to stop. I don't want to miss a thing, Heavenly Father, which you have for me. And that should be our answer. That's what it should be. Don't stop. Allow him to take you as the clay that is in his hands and to mold you and move with you. Open your hearts, your minds, your souls unto God. Like I said, we're here today, which is an awesome thing. When you get up and you come into God's house, that's an awesome thing. When you put your hands in the air and you praise God, that's an awesome thing. When you raise your voice unto the Lord, that's an awesome thing. To give back a little bit to God isn't a bad thing. And he deserves all the glory from all of our lives, everything within our lives. He deserves all the glory and all the praise. But allow him to move, allow him to mold you. You look at Paul on the road to Damascus, he's knocked down a man that was persecuting the church. And God found something in him and molded him and used him mightily in the ministry. An awesome man of God. There's nobody that cannot be touched. There's nobody that God cannot mold. There's nobody that God will not when you open yourself up to him. When you turn your life over to Christ Jesus and you allow him into your body, allow him in to move inside of you. And a lot of people say, well, I'm there already, Pastor. Well, you know what? There's still growth. Do not get comfortable in your walk. Do not get comfortable. Don't get to where you're really complacent in what you're doing for God. God loves us so much. So much. Like I said, the breath that's in our air or in our lungs. We take it for granted sometimes. Yes? And we do. Your feet hit the floor in the morning. Praise God. Mold me, move me, take me, use me. Your will be done, God. Send me to somebody. Send someone to me, a Heavenly Father, that I might be able to speak with, talk with, that I might be able to work with for your glory, not mine. Mold me, God. The potter sits there and he's just waiting. You fall, yeah. God will help you right back up. But keep moving forward. Stay with God. Stay in the mindset that God can use you in other areas in your life, and he will. We all have family members, friends, and this and that we need to work with. Let's work with them. Let's have God use us to help mold them also. That we don't stop. Matthew 4, 18 through 22. And it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and they immediately left their ship and their father and followed him. Immediately is the word there. Dropped what they was doing, they heard the calling, and they took off. We are all called. These men felt something, saw something with Christ Jesus. Went with Christ. What did Christ do? He molded these mighty men of God. And they are. And they dropped everything they was doing to go follow Christ, to walk with him. Amen? And it's the same with us. God calls you and called me. It's time to get up and get to moving. Shake a leg and move forward and keep moving with him. Allow God to mold you. Christ Jesus, these men walked with Christ Jesus. Could you imagine being with Christ Jesus in his presence and allowing him to move and to do the things in which they did and to listen to Christ Jesus' teaching, which we have here, thank God, but the things in which it is not here and what they witnessed, in the grooming and the molding that they went through? These men just up and left everything that they had to follow Christ Jesus. But it was immediate, and the thing is that there was a molding started the minute they took off. They were chosen vessels, and they were willing vessels to be molded by the hand of God. And they were. It's the same with each and every one of us. Christ Jesus is walking by, and he's saying, follow me. Follow me. Will you immediately stop what you're doing and follow Christ Jesus? Will you allow the hand of God to mold you and continue to shape you into what he wants you to be? Or are you going to step back and be comfortable where you're at now? Or do you want more? You need more. Just like these six men, or six examples in the Bible, it says, here I am. How awesome that is. For people to step out, just like these gentlemen, these fishermen, step out. Immediately they jump up and they follow Christ Jesus. That's how we should be, immediate in doing things for Christ Jesus. We should not get complacent. And that's another sermon. Because we can, as Christians, we come in, I'm going to tell you, my wife and I sit in the same pew. All right? You're talking about getting comfortable. I look out through here. People are comfortable. Sitting where you always sit. I'm comfortable. I like it where I sit. Pastor can't see me, can't call me. But people are comfortable in their lives. And they are. They get very comfortable. It's just like parking. You know, you hear this all the time. Well, somebody took my parking spot. Well, I drove on by because I'm not stopping and parking and walking that far to the door. I don't have to. Okay. Well, they're sitting in my pew. They're sitting where I sit. Now, Scott, that ain't fair. You're not supposed to be there. Get out of my seat. So then you get, you know what I mean? But if you was being molded, does it matter where you sit? Does it really matter at all? Next Sunday, why don't you all switch where you're sitting? I like to be here just to see if anybody does. Because we get comfortable, and we really do. I used to sit towards the back too, because I didn't want to be, or a pastor looking at me saying, right? So I sit towards the back. Now I want to sit towards the front, because I want him to say something to me. But the thing is, no matter where you're sitting, I'm talking to each and every one of you. I see you all too. And God bless each and every one of you for being here. But like I said, don't get comfortable. Allow God to mold you and move you and work with you and continue with you and continue in a ministry that no telling where it could go. Here I am, Lord. Awesome. Jeremiah 18 and 6. And there's one line in there that I'm going to repeat. It says, look, as you are clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Wow. We are but clay, folks. Are we truly willing to allow God to keep molding? And I'm saying keep, because you're already here today. So something's already happened in your life with God. God's already moving on you. You're already wanting something from Him. I know I do. Every day I want something from God. Every day. I want to keep being molded. But we are within the potter's hand. You know, are we going to be God's handiwork? Each and every one of us. Yes. Yes is the answer. Like I said, you're already here. You've already stepped out of the norm. You've stepped into something where you're looking and you're searching for something. So let God take you and mold you and move you by His will. I love the Lord. And I'm so thankful for Him. Thankful for Christ Jesus. Thankful for all the things in my life. The tragedies. No matter what it is. Bad storm. The big branch that hit my garage. Thank you, Lord. I got to take a saw and cut it up. That was fun. But our Heavenly Father, and I make no mistake, there is nobody that cannot be molded, that cannot be used for His glory. We can all grow, we can all move, we can all get more from God. All you got to do is open yourself up to Him. And that's my word for today. Let's bow. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You, Lord God, and we thank You again for Your awesome word. I ask the Heavenly Father that You open our hearts and our minds and to You, that we allow You, God, to move in our lives, to mold us and continue to mold us as we are Your children, Lord. And use us, each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Don't let us get complacent. Don't let us get comfortable in our lives and in our walk with You. Help us, Heavenly Father, to keep searching and moving and going and growing in You and not stop. I pray for each and every one of us here today, Lord. I pray for blessings to be bestowed upon each and every one, and all the things that are going on in our lives, Heavenly Father, I just ask You to move upon each and every one of them, upon sicknesses and financial problems, family problems and such. I just ask, God, that You move upon each and every one of us and just guide us on through these things. I pray for this nation of ours, Heavenly Father, that You put Your hand upon it and You move these people that are in charge and that they will listen to You, Heavenly Father, but also that we'll stand up and say, praise God and praise Your name. I ask, Heavenly Father, You be with the people in Ukraine and this war and just give them peace. And the same with Israel for peace, Heavenly Father. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.